There is no direct responsibility for IO to call the component part of the government delegation that is in the talk back to IO, because they did not come as IO representatives, but they came as a delegation of the government. And that is one of the issues that the IO Political Bureau need to be aware of, this, that they are not delegates. They don't have delegate direct from IO. It is a government delegation. That is one. Two, for him to be able to call back whoever he thinks is his member, he has to do it through the president, because the delegation was formed through an order or degree from the president of the Republic of South Sudan, who is the head of government of the revitalized government of national unity. So it should be through president that he can call back his team. What is genuine about it, about the IO, was to seek for clarity. Oh, this thing is not clear, we don't know, understand this, and we don't know that, so that they are made aware. And if there are concerns, they have to raise it within the context of the government. They have to raise it in the presidency. And then the presidency will take decision whether they have to give directives or not. But the way he started it, I don't think that is the right way of doing it, because IO is not a participant in the Tumaini initiative. Yes.
What are some of the implications of this move by First Vice President Riek Machar recalling his party members from the Tumaini initiative? Any implications that you see?
It shows clearly that there is a bill up within the government that there are blocks or group of people who are not happy with this process, and they want to undermine it in a way, or they want to discredit it as not a good process for South Sudan. But the most important thing is for them to be made aware of what is happening. They need to get it right, and they need to reflect on it, because the hard actors has not been able to bring peace for the last 9 years, starting from 2015. For the last 9 years, it has not been able to bring sustainable peace, and there is no transition to democracy, which is the end game of the whole agreement that was signed. There is a need to link up between the Tumaini and Araxes.
Yeah, when I read Riek Machar's letter, he said the six protocols that the delegates at the Tumaini initiative initialed is a copycat of the, you know, the revitalized agreement for the resolution of conflict in South Sudan, and his fear is that some of these protocols might override the progress made so far. What is your reaction to that?
I don't think there is an override of this. What is happening is to continue, because if you remember, there was a committee that reviewed the roadmap, because when the parties failed to implement the hard access, they bring it down into roadmap. Critical issues that need to be implemented for the country to transit to democracy. Again, there was a failure. There are things that are still pending. There are things that are in progress, and so on. So these critical aspects need to be carried over into the implementation matrix that is going to happen, so that we can actually move very quickly to reach the stage of election. And if they don't see themselves in the mirror of next stage in the country, then they have every right to worry. But they should be sure.
Your presence at the Tumaini talks in Nairobi is on behalf of the civilian population, because you are a civil society activist. Is there anything of concern to you that you would like to bring it to the attention of South Sudanese?
There was a tendency to give the government and opposition upper hand in the process to be the one negotiating, and very much that the other actors should play a role of bridging gap between the two parties. But for us as PTC, we said no, we are not bridge making. We are people who have a clear vision of how things should be addressed in the country. And therefore, we cannot play that gap. What we want is for the party to accept the truth and do the right thing. This is our principle. If they accept the truth of the situation in the country and they do the right thing, then we will be okay with them. And that is why we are not seeking participation in the government. Because if we go in, there will be no way for us to raise issues that are not going right. So this is what we have seen, and we are working now. The situation has changed. We participate in most of the talks of the stakeholders, opposition, government. We sit in some talks, and we try to work together to find something new and something different from what we used to have in hard access.